A new project, deeply rooted in the collaboration between artists and researchers, aims to ensure the survival of a beloved species. The Wise Tier Ewan reports.
Tasmanian ceramic artist Jane Bamford has created an artificial nest to support the declining little penguin population on Emu Bay, Kangaroo Island. She spoke with me about the significance of the project.
We have so many species that are either critically endangered, thinning, or at risk. The really interesting thing about the little penguin is that it exists over the whole of the Great Southern Reef. So, you know, in South Australia and Western Australia, through Victoria, down through those rocky reef systems and all around Tasmania.
It is believed that South Australia is home to an estimated 100 little penguin colonies. However, in recent decades, dozens of colonies are thought to have diminished. The nesting module is designed to help improve breeding success and reduce nest predation.
Embodied in each of these little penguin nesting modules are the conversation and the knowledge and the data of all my collaborators. For example, I put what I call sand ladders in there, which is whilst the bottom of the module is open, I put ladders at the entry so that predators can't get in. I also put into the design like a lid so you can lift the lid and then researchers can sort of look in, so that's easy access for data collection.
Dr. Deanne Clumbelli-Negrel is a lecturer in animal behaviour at Flinders University and a principal investigator of Bird Lab Research Group. She's been working with the little penguins for nearly 10 years.
So Kangaroo Island has several penguin colonies which have declined over the last two decades, up to 80% decline, with some of those colonies becoming completely extinct.
Deanne's research shows that it is unclear as to why the population is declining.
Some colonies are facing more than one threat, so trying to identify all those factors for all the different locations is a very challenging task. But we do know that there's an impact of predators on land, introduced predators, but also sometimes native predators, which can have an impact when the population is already declining. Some populations have low breeding success, so the adults are coming back and being able to breed, then just not producing enough chicks from one year to the other. There's some issue probably at sea as well, so potential predation at sea or lack of food availability for them to be able to return and be able to survive.
However, some penguin colonies have shown a decrease in population due to environmental factors, which impacts the success of breeding.
Research showed that little penguins are sensitive to the change in the environment, such as temperature in the water, but also in the air. And we do know that some of those colonies that have shown declines might have been impacted by those environmental factors as well, which would impact food availability, but also their ability to breed.
It was important for Jane to create the nesting module from natural materials to replicate a more natural burrow.
I'm looking at ways that I can actually make it in clay, and whether clay is the material to work in, to decrease that heat stress during the molt season.
It's an opportunity to change some conditions the bird experiences on land and provide them with better environmental surroundings and thermal regulation.
The type of nest that they breed in is very important for their breeding success, and if they breed in natural rock burrows, they have a better chance of hatching eggs and producing chicks because the thermal regulation of the burrows is much better. While in artificial burrows that are generally made with those foreign materials such as plastic or even metallic structure, the birds engage more in thermal regulation and maintenance behaviour, suggesting that the conditions might not be as ideal.
Jane hopes this project will create a dialogue about the benefits of collaborating art and science.
It's been shown in the gallery with the idea that the community may be able to buy it, not to take home, but to actually gift into research and into little colonies to support this project.
Jane has been invited to Kangaroo Island Wildlife Carnival, hosted by Kangaroo Island Wildlife, where she will be making the third nesting module on site that will go into habitat.
I believe artists are uniquely placed to transform conversations around species extinction and translate this into work.
Tasmanian ceramic artist Jane Bamford ending that report by The Wise Tier Ewan. The nesting module is currently exhibited at Crafted Technology at the Jam Factory in Adelaide. We'll have more information about that and the Kangaroo Island Wildlife Carnival on our website.